listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A 59-year-old man will front court today, charged with 3 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder after a mass shooting in North Queensland. A 71-year-old man, 59-year-old woman and a 39-year-old man were all found dead near their rural property at Bogie near Collinsville on Thursday morning. An injured man remains in hospital in a stable condition after being shot in the stomach. Israel and Palestinian militants have reportedly agreed to a ceasefire. It's after 3 days of fighting triggered by Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. More than 30 lives have been lost, including 6 children. The US president says he's feeling great after departing the White House for the first time since contracting COVID twice in the 1 month. Joe Biden officially cleared by his doctor after returning a negative result for a second consecutive day. The 79-year-old raising concerns about the new variant, however.
The BA5 variant, a very transmissible version of Omicron variant we saw here this past winter. In fact, this new variant that infected me is getting a lot of people infected all around the world.
Staff shortages have led to a big ask from Qantas, the airline reportedly sending a note to workers asking senior executives and managers to work as ground handlers for up to 5 days a week for 3 months as part of a new program. And the life of Aussie music icon Judith Durham will be remembered with a state funeral in Victoria. Aussie cricket star Talia McGrath has taken to the field at the Com Games final despite testing positive to COVID just hours before things got underway. There are reports India was only told about it before the coin toss and wanted her to be stood down. Meantime, javelin world champ Kelsey Lee Barber claimed a dramatic gold with her final throw overnight, while Chris McHugh and Paul Burnett combined to nab gold in beach volleyball. NRL chief exec Andrew Abdo has confirmed an investigation will be launched into Ricky Stewart's extraordinary post-game remarks regarding Penrith's Jamin Salmon. The Panthers player is believed to be seeking legal advice, Abdo telling us about Ricky's rant.
Very disappointed by those comments. I mean, it's really inappropriate for anyone to talk like that about someone else in the game, particularly given Ricky's experience and standing in the game. It's particularly disappointing. It's obviously a serious matter.
In yesterday's results, the Knights snapped a 4-game losing streak against the Tigers, while the Cowboys downed the Dogs. Josh Kennedy bagged 8 goals in his retirement game, but Adelaide spoiled the retiring Eagles party at Optus Stadium. He missed a shot from close range in the last quarter as the Crows kicked the last 2 goals to seal the 16-point win. Well, the Swans and Brisbane also got wins yesterday. At a potential concern for Geelong's premiership tilt, superstar Patrick Dangerfield is facing a new calf setback. Midfielder was a late withdrawal against the Saints due to tightness. He'll head for scans today. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane and the Gold Coast, 21 the top, while it showers for Sydney, 17 the max. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, chasing 14 degrees, mostly fine for Hobart, a top of 13. Similar skies in Adelaide and 15 showers for Perth and 18. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.